For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. No, but this episode right here is called Kundalini for Dummies on my anchor, explaining it in simplest terms. But I don't think most people understand it because you have to go through it to understand it.
You know, this is why I relate to people, because I need to know it all the way down dummy so I can explain it.
Well, yeah, that's the 1 through 9, man. You got to get all the way down to it. But then you really won't understand it unless you actually go through it. It's a real process.
What's the process?
You have to go through. I mean, it's mind, body, spirit, entire development. Water, meditative practices. You know what I mean? Different frequencies of music, listening. Nah, it's an actual mental awakening. Like right now your brain is what's it called? Decalcify your pineal gland, mm-hmm. which is an actual real, you know what I mean, thing in your brain.
Now, I get that. Right. Third eye.
So, it's calcified, meaning that you can't use it. Mm-hmm. But there's things that you can go through in order to decalcify it.
Okay, so somebody whose third eye isn't decalcified, what can they do that somebody who's is?
So it's basically supposed to tap into where you able to stream knowledge and, you know what I mean, thoughts. So think about, you know how women are super intuitive? Mm-hmm. Men can't naturally tap into that part of themselves. You got to be able to calcify your mind in order to be able to do that. You know what I mean? Now, my experience with the whole process is interesting, because most people that tell you that go through it, they all describe the same thing, that they have like bodily shocks. It's literally like your body go into contractions, and then you become more sensitive to just energy and understanding, and your mind taps into a whole nother space of understanding reality in a whole different way that you do now. But a lot of people go through it, and because they go through these shocks, it scares a lot of people. In the same way, they call it the crown chakra, is because, at least my interpretation, is the same thing when they having a baby. When that baby head is trying to come out and pop out, they call that the crowning. But sometimes it goes back down and it's not ready. You know what I mean? So that's the same thing for people. Is a lot of time when they tap into it, they get, their mind gets so shocked and they become so sensitive to things around them that they say, you know what, I ain't tapping into the Kundalini no more. Hmm. But it's an actual real experience that I didn't understand until it happened to me. I'm going to tell you the power.
So what did you do to have it happen?
I was doing my meditations. I was doing my veganism. I was doing the listening, doing my ohms. I was doing the sounds. I think it was really the knowledge that did it, though. I think it was one time I was reading something from Mother Tynette. It was a pamphlet that she got from like this Mayans, that it was about these time travelers. Mm-hmm. And this was the moment that it happened, as far as when I remember. They was like some Mayan time travelers, but they were supposed to represent like Muhammad and Buddha and all of the different, you know, prophets and messengers throughout the world. But the so-called pamphlet is supposed to be from like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but it tells a story of as if they traveling in a time ship. And so they so-calledly time dated this pamphlet, and it's supposed to be like three of them. The other two is like in a museum. And this one was given as a gift to Mother Tynetta, who she passed off before she passed away. But when you read it, it's interesting because it almost takes you through like a mental journey to where you can imagine. And what it says is that these travelers was the ones who taught the Mayans, taught them how to go to war, how to sharpen their tools, how to build. It explains how they built the pyramids and all of those different things. But when I was done reading it, I tapped into my powers. I'm going to tell you the power I gained. And you can believe this or you cannot believe this. This is all going to go on my podcast regardless. I was able to see in the dark. He think I'm playing.
It's possible.
I was able to. I'm going to tell you to where it got to the point where I couldn't sleep because the dark was just, to me, the dark was just as much sight as like the light. And I had to figure out a way, like, damn, I can't even sleep like this. Yeah.
Now, if y'all turn these lights off, I can go like this, and it seems like I'm looking out of the white part of my eye. If I can't look directly at it, well, if I go like this, I can see in the dark.
Now, think about this. Have you ever closed your eyes?
I mean, of course.
No, you only close your eyelids. Your eyes are always there. They always facing in the same direction.
No, they're not.
Yes. Unless you going up like this, and they going up in your head.
I used to try that when I go to sleep. My eyes actually, they go up.
They do not go up.
No, seriously, do it.
You have to force that up. That's a force you have to do. Try to do it right now.
I've done it to my son.
Try to do it right now.
I've opened my son's eyelids while he was asleep. They was in the back of his head.
Man, they was going up while you was pulling his eyelids.
I used to do that when I was little. Like if you just rest your eyes and go like this. If you just do that, your eyes, like, they up.
They don't go all the way up in your head.
They not looking straight like this.
Because you can't even do that while your eyes are open right now.
That's okay.
That's a voluntary muscle, not an involuntary.
Right, but if I'm asleep, if you look at somebody who's asleep.
Well, I'm saying this right now. If you close your eyelids right now, your eyes are not up in your head.
Yeah, because I'm forcing it to stay that way.
Right. So what I say is you don't close your eyes, you close your eyelids.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing.
All right, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But now what ended up happening was when I closed my eyes, I could see as vivid light as I do right here. And I feel like I was traveling through universes or something, man. I'm telling you, it's real. That's what Dr. Wesley be talking about, the Kundalinis and the guy. No, he know about all that good stuff. You ain't never heard. You got to go deep into it. In the book of God, yeah, it's in there. Yeah.
Who is God?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of them talk about, you know, tapping into it through like tantric yoga and things of that nature, which is more sexual energy and all of that. But I think that a person can do it in many different ways. Everybody ain't ready for all of that, though. Actually, I think my followers be wanting me to talk about all of that.
Do you know what
Muhammad's
daughter looks like?
I believe so.
Hold on, I'm still on my podcast. Let me get off my phone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.